In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The question occurred to St. Thomas Aquinas and to St. John Damascene, why does Our Lady wait to ask for a miracle until the wedding of Cana? The question never occurred to me until I saw them ask the question, and I thought, oh, that is a good question. Why does Our Lady wait to ask a miracle of our Lord until the wedding of Cana? The presumption is that if she'd asked earlier, we would know about it, and we don't. This is the first of his signs that he worked in Galilee, in Cana, through which his disciples begin to believe in him. So why does she wait? St. Thomas Aquinas' answer, following St. John Damascene, she was waiting for an indication from the Father. And so here we are in this season, the second Sunday after Epiphany, and maybe we know that these mysteries of Epiphany correspond with the mysteries of Cana and the mysteries of the baptism. The answer that St. Thomas Aquinas gives to his question, the answer that St. John Damascene gives to his question, is that it was at the prompting of the Father at the baptism of Jesus that gave Our Lady the green light to ask for a miracle. Either there present, or certainly hearing about it, about the Father's voice, this dove, the Holy Spirit descending upon the Lord after he comes up from the waters, this is my beloved Son, gives Our Lady the green light then, because now the Father has made manifest his Son for us. And so at the wedding of Cana, where she sees the need of the couple, having received that green light from the Father, she says, they have no wine. What we see in Our Lady is someone perfectly in union with the will of the Father. We see a great complementarity of the Father indicating his Son, and then Our Lady drawing attention to that same Son. The chief of these mysteries, whether it be Epiphany, Cana, or the baptism, is the manifestation of Christ our Lord, where we're drawn to him. We notice him. We begin to believe in him. So where is Christ in your life? How does he manifest himself in your life? Because that's the mystery of this season. And the same God that shows himself, reveals who he is, his heart, his beloved Son, his solicitude for when we have no wine, is active here and now. And let me say that I think one of the ways the Lord shows himself is through the Mass, where the miracle that he worked in Cana anticipates and prepares us for what happens here in the Eucharist. St. Augustine says, it's fitting. The God who came into the world for a wedding would come to this house for a wedding. And that separation that God works in the opening days of creation, where he separates the water from the dry land, in the wedding of Cana separates the water off to the side. Moses' first miracle is that he turns water to blood. And Jesus' first miracle is that he turns water to wine, and so anticipates the moment when he would separate his blood from his body and turn wine to blood. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Do whatever he tells you. The message is the same from the Father, from Our Lady, and the same message is the same here. Identify him, listen to him, and begin to believe in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.